Buenos días con todos.
Good morning, everyone.
Soy Pastor Arturo de Perú.
I'm Pastor Arturo from Peru.
Les traigo muchos saludos.
I bring many greetings.
Y el amor de la Iglesia de Perú para todos.
And all the love from the church for you guys.
Vamos a, por la gracia de Dios, a compartir algunas porciones de libro.
By the grace of God, we're going to share a few portions from this book.
Y vamos a ir al libro de Filipenses
4. We're going to go to the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
Versículo 4.
In verse 4.
La palabra del Señor dice así.
The word of the Lord says.
Regocijaos.
Rejoice.
En el Señor siempre.
In the Lord always.
Otra vez digo.
And I say it again.
Regocijaos.
Rejoice.
Señor, bendice este tiempo.
Lord, bless this time.
Bendice tu palabra.
Bless your word.
En los corazones.
In the hearts.
De tus hijos presentes en esta sala.
Of all your children.
En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Cuando vemos, ya examinamos las escrituras.
When we examine the scriptures.
Y específicamente en esta porción.
And specifically in this portion.
El Señor nos dice algo.
The Lord says something
concreto,
to us. Concrete.
Contundente.
It's filling.
Regocijaos siempre.
Says, rejoice always.
Pero ese regocijo.
But this rejoice.
Es en el Señor.
Is in the Lord.
¿Cuándo?
When?
Siempre.
Always.
En todo tiempo.
All the time.
No importa.
Doesn't matter.
¿Qué está sucediendo en nuestras vidas?
What's happening in our lives.
No importa de las pruebas que
doesn't
podamos
happen.
Estar pasando.
Doesn't matter what trials are happening.
No importa de las dificultades.
Doesn't matter the difficulties.
Y los misioneros sabemos.
And the missionaries know.
Que en el campo misionero.
On the mission field.
En la predicación del evangelio.
In the preaching of the gospel.
Hay pruebas.
There are trials.
Hay aflicciones.
There is afflictions.
De todo tipo.
Of every kind.
Pero el Señor ha dicho.
But the Lord has said.
Regocijaos.
Rejoice.
Siempre.
Always.
En todo tiempo.
In all the time.
Y el apóstol Pablo.
And the apostle Paul.
Nuevamente dice. Otra
again,
vez digo.
Another time I say.
Pon atención.
It. Another version.
Regocijaos.
Rejoice.
Pero este gozo y este regocijo.
But this joy, this rejoicing.
Depende.
Depends.
De nuestra relación.
On our relationship.
Que tenemos con nuestro Señor.
That we have with our Lord.
A través de su palabra.
By way of the word.
Depende.
Depends.
De cuán cercana.
On how close.
Es nuestra comunión con
our
su palabra.
Is with his word.
Depende de cuánto.
It depends on how often.
Estamos sometidos
we are submitted
a su palabra.
To his word.
La Biblia dice, someteos
says,
a Dios.
Submit yourselves to
y
God.
Cuando nos dice someteos a Dios,
and when he says, submit yourselves to
nos
God,
dice someteos a su palabra.
He says, submit yourselves to his word.
Y las circunstancias que puedan haber en nuestras vidas
and the circumstances that happen
no
in our
pueden
lives
controlar nuestros pensamientos.
Cannot control our thoughts.
Y el Señor cuando nos dice regocijaos
Lord, says, rejoice,
es porque hay un poder, hay una fuerza.
A power, a strength,
en el libro de Nehemías
8:10
en la parte final dice
part,
el gozo
says,
del Señor
Lord,
es nuestra fuerza. El gozo del Señor tiene poder.
Power,
y ese poder opera en nosotros. Efesios 3:20. Según el poder que opera en nosotros.
According to the power that operates in us.
Vienen las circunstancias adversas, vienen las pruebas.
Adverse situations come, the trials.
Y confrontamos esas circunstancias.
And we confront those circumstances.
En las promesas del Señor.
In the promises of the Lord.
Y cuando engrandecemos,
and
enaltecemos
as we
las promesas del Señor,
grow in the promises of God,
las dificultades
the difficulties
desaparecen.
They disappear.
Cuando nosotros vamos al libro de Isaías 35:10.
So when we go to Isaiah 35, ¿cómo? 35:10.
Isaías
10 in Isaiah.
Dice.
It says,
y gozo perpetuo será sobre sus cabezas.
And perpetual joy will be over your heads.
Gozo perpetuo, siempre.
Perpetual joy.
Y luego dice, y tendrán gozo y alegría.
And you will have joy and gladness.
Y luego dice, y huirán.
And the,
huirán.
They will flee.
Se irán la tristeza
the sorrow
y el gemido.
And sighing will flee.
El gozo del Señor hace huir a la tristeza, al gemido, a la condenación, a la culpa. Porque hay un poder. Y esas cosas que no son de Dios tienen que huir porque escrito está. Y Para seguro que está traduciendo bien.
I'm sure she's translating well.
Cuando vamos al libro de los Hechos 5,
so we're going to Acts 5.
Están los apóstoles predicando el evangelio.
The apostles are preaching the gospel.
Están llenando de doctrina, de la gracia y de la obra consumada a Jerusalén.
With grace and the finished work and doctrine.
Y son llevados al concilio.
And they're brought to
los
the,
cogen
the council,
y they los llevan
bring
al concilio.
Them to the council.
Y empiezan a interrogarlos.
And they're interrogating them.
Y le dicen, les hemos dicho que no prediquen a Jesucristo.
And we told you not to preach Jesus
y nuevamente
Christ.
Están predicando a Jesucristo.
And you're already again preaching Jesus Christ.
Y están intimidándolos.
And you're they were intimidating them.
Y viene Gamaliel.
And then comes,
y les dice a lo del concilio.
Oh, and then they say to the council,
si es obra de los hombres,
if it's the work of men,
esa obra va a perecer.
Va a
desaparecer.
Oh, it's going to disappear.
Pero si es la obra de Dios,
God,
no la podrán destruir.
You cannot destroy it.
Y puede ser que estén luchando contra Dios, le dice.
And it says you could be listening against God.
El concilio se pone de acuerdo.
And the council was
y deciden liberar a los apóstoles.
And it's, oh, and they said to free the apostles.
Pero antes de
But
liberarlos,
before freeing them,
los azotan.
Los azotan.
Los azotan.
Oh, they hit them. I didn't know that word. They beat them.
Los azotan. Pero en el verso 40.
But in verse 40.
Perdón, en el verso 41.
Sorry, in verse 41.
Después de ser azotados.
But after being beaten.
Dice, y ellos
and they say,
salieron de la presencia del concilio.
And they left the
gozosos.
They left the presence of the council rejoicing.
Yo no he visto a alguien que reciba azotes y salga gozoso.
Have you ever seen someone get beaten and then leave rejoicing?
A mis hijos yo los azotaba cuando eran pequeños.
When my kids were little,
y no
I
se gozaban.
Them, they were not rejoicing.
¡Ah! Pero los apóstoles salieron gozosos después de los azotes.
After they were beaten.
Porque el gozo del Señor estaba con ellos. El poder del Señor estaba con ellos. Las promesas de Dios estaban en su corazón. Y dice, salieron gozosos de haber sido tenidos por dignos de padecer afrenta por causa del nombre de Jesucristo.
Perdón.
Léelo.
En
42. Hechos 42.
This is really hard.
¿Estás asustada con los azotes?
Yes, I'm afraid of being beaten, he says. Okay, in verse 42, but my Bible doesn't have 42. Oh, there we go. I'll just read it in Spanish. And every day...
No.
Oh, in 41. And they left rejoicing. Mm-hmm. They left the presence of the council rejoicing.
Muy bien. Mm-hmm. Salieron gozosos.
They
y
left
luego,
rejoicing.
En el verso 42 dice,
and then in 42 it says,
y todos los días,
and every day,
en el templo,
in the temple,
y por las casas,
and for their houses,
no cesaban de enseñar y predicar a Jesucristo de Nazaret.
They never stopped preaching and teaching Jesus Christ.
Y eso es lo que hacemos nosotros.
That's
predicamos a Jesucristo de Nazaret.
We preach
en las calles,
Christ.
En las casas, en el templo,
in the streets,
en
the
el lugar
houses, in the
donde nos ha puesto el Señor.
Wherever the Lord has put us.
Y todos ustedes que están en el campo misionero,
and all of you are on the mission
sigan
field.
Testificando a Jesucristo.
Keep glorifying Jesus Christ.
Como lo hicieron los apóstoles.
As the apostles did.
Hasta que Él venga.
Until He comes.
Amén.
Amen.
Dios le bendiga. Buenos días.
Good morning. So I am Pastor Dominic from Costa Rica. All righty. But you can all call me Apostle. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. You know, when people are talking and they begin with some humor, it just seems like it goes down easier, you know? But I told myself I don't want to rely on any sort of natural thinking, because there's a message that God has, like, for us. We're His people. And wow, love you, Pastor Arturo. Where'd you go? He disappeared. Okay. Arturo. You know, this guy, he was with us. We were talking. There was four of us. And many people walked by, and we would all wave. And then Pastor Arturo would turn around, and then they'd be like, oh, hey, Pastor Arturo. And then they'd come running. And all right. Yeah. Okay. Hey, so my wife, Tracy, she got to put the wife first, right? She said that she really wanted to be here. It wasn't possible this year, but she is with us in spirit. And we're just going to trust the Lord that next year she will be here. So when she's here, you can all give her a big hug and say, we were praying for you to come. Yeah. And you can give her a hug. We call this in Costa Rica, rompe costillas, right? This is like you like crush the ribs because you're so excited, you know. Okay. So, yeah, I was having this thought yesterday. Sunday we were in Silver Spring, Pastor Shibley's church. That's a great church right there. Yeah, come on, applause for Pastor Shibley's church. Oh, man, amazing. And there was a pastor from the Philippines who shared a message, and there was a point that really stuck with me. Not his name, unfortunately. I can't remember what that is, but what is it? Oh, too many people talking at once. What is it? Clyde. Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Write that in my notes here. He said that the grace message appeared to the people and they crucified him. Like, they crucified the grace message. They didn't want the grace message. And I was thinking about when Jesus is kind of like sensing that they want to test him. It's the Sabbath day, and here's this man with the withered hand. And gosh, it's like God's heart to heal, and these other people watching are like stuck in their religious measuring stick and their self-life, and they're like, oh, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? And he did it. And Jesus is, he's like revealing the Father's heart, and they crucified him. It says in this verse, I forget the verse, but it's in Luke 7. It says that they were filled with rage in their hearts when they saw him heal the man on the Sabbath. And I just thought, like, Adam is like raging against the grace of God, you know? And I don't want to get stuck in my religious measuring stick and my self-life. And I was just thinking about what's happening in Costa Rica. Like, people are, like, the scales are falling off of their eyes. And they're seeing something greater than the religious measuring stick. And I have a couple of them here with me today. And I want them to stand up because they're incredible. So this is Doña Vilma right here. Yeah. And this is Grayling. Yes. And these are amazing women of God. Oh, I'm so blessed that they are here. Oh, wow. And they both have incredible stories. So when they go out here, just bombard them and ask them all about it. But I was asking Grayling yesterday. I said, "So, like, what have you learned in these few days? Like, what has God been speaking to you?" And this is what she said. She said, "When I don't feel strong, or feel that He is close, and He is doing wonders in the inner man, and I don't have to see it manifested immediately to know that the Holy Spirit is like depositing continuously all these things, and He will bring them to me at the moment that I need them. And then she said, this was great. She said, this is the best thing ever. Like, she was so excited. And I was like, wow, the joy, like rejoicing. And one thing is amazing. She lived one block from our church for I don't know how many years. And 4 years. And then all of a sudden she popped in and we were having like a rap prayer night. And she was like, whoa, what is this? Like, what is this message? And she was hearing more and more. And then we talking about eternal security. And she was like, oh, how can this be? But it is. And the scripture says it. And the Spirit is saying it. And I'm rejoicing. Like, I am safe in the Father. And it was amazing just to know that there was somebody one block from where we were, like, just really needing this. And in fact, she said to me, God brought me to greater grace because he knew just what I needed. And I thought, wow, could I hear anything better than that? You know, like, because there's a body life happening in Costa Rica right now that's it's amazing. And really keep us in prayer and visit us. And we're going to try and get a whole bunch of other people from there next year. Also, Invasion Eurocon. Like, we're gonna do it. If you want to buy my ticket, I'm available for that. So, okay. Yeah. So it's kind of like rejoicing. Like, the rich young ruler heard the message and he went away sad. But Zacchaeus, like, came down from the tree with joy. And this is really what's happening with these precious women and men in our church. It's amazing. Then we have Doña Vilma. She is my mother in the spirit. Oh, I love this woman. Oh, my goodness. And this is amazing. She was traveling like miles and miles, kilometros, right? All the time. And to go to this church, but she was coming home like not satisfied. And she was like sacrificing and like traveling so far. Didn't have a car. So this is like 3 buses you got to get on and 3 buses to come back. And then all this money and bus fare. And then is Emine here? Just asking. Does anyone know? Did she come? Okay, that is silence. So no one's responding. Well, she was evangelizing with us. And you... Who here knows Emine? How about that? Come on. She is Austrian and she is amazing. And she was like screaming at all of our neighbors, like, Jesus loves you. And we have a gift from God for you. And here comes Vilma out of her house with like dishwashing gloves on, like, for me, like so excited. And she lets us in her house to pray with her. And she discovered that there was this beautiful body just waiting to love her 3 blocks from her house. Huh, come on. Oh, man. Yeah. And I, you know, writing things that they were saying because it ministers to me. Isn't that great when people in the body are speaking life to you and you're just getting so full and you want to tell others about it? She said, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And we are reading in the Spirit. That was so deep to me. We read in the Spirit, and we understand in the Spirit. And that's what's happening in Vilma's life. And she's just excited about the love. It's like she gets excited about the way we treat her. Like, that's really special. She's like, you're opening the door for me. You're driving me to my front door. I only live 3 blocks away. It's no problem. And it's like, no. And then, you know, like, okay, we'll leave. I'm home now. And it's like, not till you open your door, young lady. Come on. Because we love her. And so she's like excited about it. Like, God is loving me through people. And he's showing me how much he loves me. And this is rejoicing. So I'm looking at the fruit in Costa Rica, and this gives me rejoicing. I'm saying, wow, God is doing something and I get to be there. And my life is not empty. And I have something greater than what my eyes are seeing. Like Erica was saying in the worship, like woke up, it was like beautiful, and then it was like, and that can happen so much. But we are living on the second floor. Thank you, Pastor Schaller, for the second floor. Like, and thank you for the iPad technology. So I watch every service online, and I'm so built up. And I love you all so much. And these women, they are flourishing. They have found treasure. And both of them have been inviting people and talking to people. I found something. You need to come. You need to hear. Like, this will change your life. And I'm so blessed. Just to finish here, I was just thinking about, like, when I mean, not me, but if somebody abused a dog when it was like a puppy, and then the rest of its life, it's like timid, and you might come at it with the love, you know, no, come here, sweetie. And it's like, you know, like, and but God is not this way. But sometimes the message we hear can paint God to be this way. But what gives me joy is that I found a place where I know the true God in his character. And I can read everything in this book built on this foundation of who God is. This gives me so much joy. And I just I'm so grateful to be here with you and be able to say these things to you. And rejoice again. Yeah. Just rejoice and rejoice and don't stop rejoicing. We have the greatest message. We have the greatest message in the universe. And God is the only God. He's the greatest, but he's also the only God. Yeah. And God bless you all. Thank you.
Buenos días a todos.
Good morning.
Saludos de mi esposa y de la iglesia en Rancagua, Chile.
My wife and the church in Rancagua sends greetings.
Romanos capítulo 4.
Romans 4.
Vamos a leer tres versículos.
We're going to read two verses there.
Romanos capítulo 4, verso 6.
Romans 4, 6.
Pablo dice.
Paul says.
Como también David habla de la bienaventuranza del hombre a quien Dios atribuye justicia sin obras.
Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works.
Verso 7, diciendo.
Saying,
bienaventurados aquellas iniquidades son perdonadas y cuyos pecados son cubiertos.
Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered.
Verso 8. Bienaventurado el varón a quien el Señor no inculpa de pecado.
Verse 8. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count as sin.
Recién en nuestra iglesia terminamos una serie estudiando las bienaventuranzas de Mateo 5.
In Chile we finished a series about
Mateo 5.
Matthew 5.
Las bienaventuranzas.
The blessing, the I'm not used to even talking in English. the Beatitudes, thank you.
El hombre busca de todas maneras la felicidad. Todos buscamos el gozo.
We all seek joy.
Buscamos el gozo.
We're looking for joy.
Entiendo que la Constitución de los Estados Unidos consagra el derecho de buscar el gozo, la felicidad.
In the Constitution of the United States, the phrase in the Declaration of Independence, we have the right to happiness, to seek happiness.
Y el hombre ha buscado el gozo en cosas temporales, condicionales y momentáneas.
Man seeks happiness or joy in circumstances that are temporary.
Tiene muchas cosas, pero no tiene verdadero gozo.
There can be many conditions, but true joy is different.
Tiene una felicidad condicional.
Happiness can be very conditional.
Pero el Señor nos enseña en Mateo capítulo 5.
But the Lord teaches us in Matthew 5.
La base de la verdadera felicidad.
The base of true happiness.
¿Dónde está la verdadera felicidad? ¿Dónde está el verdadero gozo?
Where is true happiness? Where is true joy?
Y el Señor comienza su primera bienaventuranza.
The Lord begins the first beatitude.
Diciendo bienaventurados los pobres.
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Los pobres.
The poor.
¿Cómo alguien puede ser feliz siendo pobre
How
o sintiéndose
happy
pobre?
In poor, being poor.
¿Cómo alguien puede sentirse feliz llorando?
How can somebody be happy crying, it later says.
¿Cómo alguien puede ser feliz siendo manso en un mundo de mucho conflicto?
How can you be happy being humble in a world of great conflicts?
En un mundo greco-romano en donde lo que menos había era mansedumbre.
I'm sorry, I lost it.
No, otra vez.
It's the accent, you know. Okay.
Oh, de nuevo.
Okay. Tengo que usar el mismo énfasis que usé antes, ahora. En un mundo donde hay lo que menos hay es mansedumbre, ¿cómo alguien puede ser feliz siendo manso?
In the world where where pride is looked on, how can you be happy being humble?
Creo que sí. ¿Cómo alguien puede sentirse gozoso cuando tiene hambre y sed?
How can you be happy when you have hunger and thirst?
La felicidad viene por ser misericordioso en un mundo de venganza.
How can you be happy being merciful in a world of vengeance?
El Señor enseñó el camino a la verdadera felicidad.
The Lord has taught us the true way to happiness.
Siendo inversamente proporcional a lo que el mundo enseña.
It's exactly inverse opposite of what the world says.
El mundo dice que los ricos son felices.
The world says the rich are happy.
El Señor dice que son los pobres.
And he says the poor are.
El mundo dice que los felices son aquellos que no lloran.
The world says the happy are those that don't cry.
Pero el Señor dice que son bienaventurados los que lloran.
And the Lord says those that do are happy.
En la medida que descendemos,
the more we come down,
es en la medida que subimos y aumentamos nuestra felicidad verdadera.
It's the same measure we go up and we're joyful.
En la medida que descendemos,
in the same measure we come down,
crecemos en la verdadera felicidad.
We grow into true happiness.
¿Cuál es la verdadera felicidad desde el punto de vista de Dios?
What is the true happiness according to the point of view of God?
¿Cuál es la verdadera felicidad?
What is the true happiness?
No es como el mundo enseña.
It's not as the world says.
El gozo no viene.
The joy does not come.
Como el mundo enseña.
As the world says.
Sino como Dios nos dice.
But as God says.
Voy a dar esta mañana tres bases para la verdadera felicidad del creyente en Cristo.
I want to talk about three bases of true happiness for the Christian.
Tres bases, tres razones.
Three reasons.
No humanas.
Not human reason.
Para el gozo divino.
But for divine joy.
Verso 6 de Romanos 4.
Romans 4, verses 6.
Pablo dice.
Paul says.
Que hay una bienaventuranza para el hombre.
There's a beatitude, there's a blessing for man.
A quien Dios.
Who God.
Atribuye.
Counts righteousness.
Atribuye.
He counts.
Justicia sin obras.
Righteousness without works.
Dios le llama a ese hombre verdaderamente feliz.
God says this guy is happy.
Ese hombre es verdaderamente feliz.
This is the one who's really happy.
Tal vez no tiene dinero.
He may not have money.
Tal vez siempre está quebrantado.
Maybe he's
quebrantado.
Maybe he's broken.
Tal vez siempre está faltando el dinero.
Maybe he just doesn't have enough money.
Pero es bienaventurado.
But he's blessed.
Porque Dios le ha dado la justicia perfecta.
Because God has given him perfect righteousness.
Aunque él naturalmente no tiene una justicia.
Even though naturally he doesn't have
justicia.
Righteousness.
No tiene justicia.
He doesn't have righteousness.
Pero en el mismo momento que ha creído en Cristo y nacido de nuevo,
but the moment he believes and is born again,
Dios lo ha vestido con la justicia de Jesucristo.
God has blessed him with the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
La justicia de Cristo.
The righteousness of Christ.
La justicia de Cristo.
The righteousness of Christ.
Cada creyente nacido de nuevo,
every believer born again,
ha sido vestido,
has been given
con la justicia de Cristo,
has been counted with the righteousness of Christ.
Cuando el Padre mira a ese creyente, cuando el Padre mira a ese creyente,
when the Father sees that believer,
mira la justicia de Cristo.
He sees the righteousness of Christ.
Como el hijo pródigo cuando volvió, Lucas 15.
As the prodigal son said when he came back,
el Padre le dio el mejor vestido. El Padre le dio el mejor vestido.
The Father gave him a better vestment.
Y lo vistió.
And he clothed him.
¿Cuál es ese mejor vestido? La justicia de Cristo.
What's the best clothing? It's the righteousness of Christ.
Cada creyente nacido de nuevo ha sido vestido con la justicia de Cristo.
Every believer born again has been clothed with the righteousness of Christ.
Esa es la primera razón de la verdadera felicidad.
This is the first reason for true happiness.
Eso es lo que sostiene nuestra felicidad.
This is what sustains our happiness.
Eso es lo que sostiene nuestro gozo a diario.
This is what sustains our joy daily.
Por eso caminamos, por eso predicamos, por eso enseñamos.
We live in this, we breathe this, we teach this.
Por eso hacemos misiones, por eso evangelizamos.
This is why we go to the mission field.
Porque el Padre me mira la justicia de su hijo.
Because the Father sees me with the righteousness of his son.
Número 2, versículo 7.
Number 2, verse 7.
Segunda vez que Pablo usa la palabra bienaventurado.
The second reason Paul uses the word blessed.
Bienaventurados aquellas iniquidades son perdonadas y cuyos pecados son cubiertos.
Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered.
No solamente justicia.
No, not just righteousness.
No solo justicia.
Not just righteousness.
Sino que perdón absoluto.
But also complete forgiveness.
Imagina en esto. Piensa en esto.
Just think about this.
Iniquidades.
Iniquities.
Anomos. Anomos, la palabra griega es anomos.
Anomos in Greek.
¿Qué quiere decir? No cumple la ley.
It doesn't cover the law.
¿Cuántos han cumplido la ley?
How many have fulfilled the law?
Pecadores.
Sinners.
Nadie, absolutamente nadie.
Absolutely no one.
Todos hemos fallado.
We have all failed.
Pero tú recibiste perdón.
But you have received forgiveness.
El Señor te perdonó.
The Lord has forgiven you.
No solamente eso, luego dice pecados.
And not just that, iniquity, it says sins.
Amartía. Amartía, griego.
Greek, amartía.
No damos en el blanco.
We did not hit the mark.
El Señor me pide allá.
The God has asked me to go there.
Y yo apunto hacia acá.
And I went that way.
No cumplo blanco.
I didn't fulfill the law.
Cada uno de mis pecados.
Each one of my sins.
Cada una de mis iniquidades.
Each one of my iniquities.
Han sido perdonadas.
Has been forgiven.
Y cubiertas.
And covered.
No tengo que caminar en esta vida.
I don't have to walk in this life.
Con el peso de condenación.
With the weight of condemnation.
No hay condenación para los que están en Cristo.
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
No hay un momento en tu vida que haya condenación de parte de
There's
Dios.
There's not a single moment in your life in which there you have to live in condemnation.
Dios no te mira para condenarte.
God doesn't look at you to condemn you.
La ira de Dios nunca caerá sobre ti.
The wrath of God will not fall over me.
Lo merecemos.
We deserve it.
Por supuesto.
Of course.
Por supuesto.
Of course.
Pero nunca la ira de Dios caerá sobre mí. ¿Sabe por qué?
But the wrath of God will never fall on me. You know why?
Porque la ira de Dios.
Because the wrath of God.
Que mi iniquidad y pecado merecía.
For my iniquities and my sin.
Cayó sobre Cristo en la cruz.
They fell over Christ on the cross.
Cayó sobre Cristo en la cruz.
They fell over Jesus on the
cross. Cayó sobre Cristo en la cruz.
They fell on Christ on the cross.
Dios mío, ¿por qué me has abandonado? Dijo Jesús en la cruz.
My God, why have you abandoned me?
¿Por qué dijo eso?
Why did he say that?
Porque el Padre.
Because the Father.
En ese momento,
in this moment, in that moment,
cuando miró a la cruz,
when he saw him on the cross,
en Isaías 53, Isaías 53,
in Isaiah 55,
la Biblia dice,
the Bible says,
que el pecado de todos nosotros fue sobre él.
The sin of every one of us fell on him.
Cuando el Padre miró a la cruz,
when the Father saw him on the cross,
miró a, y vio un mentiroso.
He saw a liar.
Miró a la cruz,
he saw the cross,
y vio un ladrón.
He saw a thief.
Vio una prostituta.
He saw the prostitute.
O un homosexual.
He saw the homosexual.
Un pedófilo.
Un pedophile.
No pudo verlo.
I can't see that.
Y dio la espalda.
And he gave him the, his back.
Jesús quedó solo en la cruz.
And Jesus said, stayed alone on the cross.
Recibió toda la ira del Padre.
And he received all of the wrath of the Father.
Toda la ira.
All of the wrath.
Felices, gozosos.
Blessed, happy are we.
La razón de nuestro gozo.
The reason for our joy.
No es solo justicia.
It's not just righteousness.
Es perdón.
It's forgiveness.
Perdón.
Forgiveness.
Perdón.
Forgiveness.
Perdón.
Forgiveness.
Pastor.
Pastor.
Usted no sabe lo que yo hice.
You don't know what I've done.
Usted no sabe cómo yo viví.
You don't know how I've lived.
No hay un solo pecado que el Señor no pueda perdonar.
There is not a single sin he won't forgive. He has not forgiven.
Perdón. Absoluto.
Forgiveness, complete forgiveness.
Número tres, tercera razón.
The third reason.
Verso 8.
Verse 8.
Nuevamente Pablo usa la palabra bienaventurado.
He uses the word blessed again.
Makarismos.
Makarismos.
Makarismos en el griego. Bienaventurado el varón a quien el Señor no inculpa de pecado.
Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not count his sin.
No solo justicia.
Not just righteousness.
No solo perdón.
Not just forgiveness.
Una tercera cosa que es la base de nuestro gozo.
And a third thing that is the base of our joy.
Es la base de nuestro caminar cristiano.
It's the basis of our walk in Jesus.
Es el sustento en ese momento de la duda, del temor.
Es
sustento.
Sustento sustains us.
En el momento de la duda, del
in
temor,
the moment of fear,
del llanto.
Or doubt.
Del fracaso.
Of failure.
Del fracaso.
Of failure.
¿Qué nos sostiene en el momento del fracaso?
Who can sustain us in the moment of failure?
No es solo música.
Not just music.
No es solo amistad.
Not just friendship.
Es la verdad de Dios. Es la mente de Dios lo que nos sostiene en el momento.
It's the truth of God, the mind of Christ.
Tercera cosa.
Third thing.
Feliz.
Blessed.
Gozoso,
happy, joyful.
A quien el Señor
is the person who
no inculpa de pecado.
He does not count his sin.
En mi Biblia en español, seguramente en inglés, es lo mismo.
In the Bible, Spanish Bible, and surely in the English also.
Es un solo no, es un solo negativo.
It's one negative.
En griego son dos.
In Greek, it's, there are two.
Dos.
Two.
Pablo usa.
Paul uses.
Uno de los negativos más fuertes.
One of the negatives, strongest negatives possible.
Es un negativo fuerte.
It's a very strong negative.
Son dos negativos juntos.
Two
dos.
Negatives together.
Dos.
Two.
O. El primero es o.
O. The first one.
Y el segundo es me.
And the second one is me.
O
Greek.
Me.
O me.
O me.
O me.
Pablo dice.
Paul says,
gozoso,
happy are they,
bendecido,
blessed are they,
digno de envidia,
they're worthy of being envied,
a quien el Señor,
is the one that the Lord,
oh me,
oh me,
oh me,
oh me,
de pecado,
the, of sin,
oh me, de pecado,
oh me, of sin.
El primero o, el primer negativo
o, the first negative o,
es negativo del indicativo,
is a negative indicative,
que dice no ahora,
it means not right now,
el Señor ahora no te culpa de pecado,
oh right now he does
ahora.
Not, right now he does not, it's
pastor,
present.
Y si fallo mañana, ¿Y si fallo mañana?
If I fail tomorrow.
¿Y si fracaso mañana?
If I fail tomorrow.
¿Y si peco mañana?
And if I sin tomorrow.
¿Cuántos pecan aquí?
Anybody sin here?
¿Alguien peca aquí?
Somebody sins here?
Siete personas honestas.
Seven honest people.
¿Qué pasa si peco mañana?
What happens if I sin tomorrow?
Hoy estoy bien.
I'm okay today.
Hoy me porto bien.
I behave today.
Hoy soy un santo, estoy en la convención.
I'm holy today.
¿Y mañana?
But tomorrow?
Pablo usa el segundo negativo, me.
Paul uses the second negative, me.
Subjuntivo.
Subjective.
Hipotéticamente.
Hypothetically.
Probablemente.
Maybe, probably speaking.
Lo que Pablo está diciendo es,
but Paul is saying this.
Felices, gozosos.
Happy are they, joyful are they.
El hombre, el creyente.
The believer.
Al que el Señor no ahora.
Who the Father not right now.
Y no nunca.
Neither ever.
No ahora.
Not at now.
Y no nunca.
Nor ever.
Lo condenará.
Will condemn.
No ahora y no nunca inculpará de pecado.
He will not now nor ever blame or condemn.
No ahora.
Not now.
No nunca.
Not ever.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Who can say amen to that?
No ahora.
Not now.
No nunca.
Not ever.
¿Cuáles son las bases de la verdadera felicidad?
What are the bases of true happiness?
Justicia absoluta.
Absolute righteousness.
Número dos.
Number two.
Perdón absoluto.
Absolute forgiveness.
Y número tres.
And number three.
Olvido.
Forgetting.
Absoluto.
Completely.
Esa es la base del gozo del creyente.
This is the basis of our happiness.
John Newton. Murió cuando tenía 82 años.
He died at 85 years old.
Cuando él era pequeño,
when he was smaller,
su mamá murió.
His mother died.
Su papá lo abandonó.
His father abandoned him.
Se llenó de odio y amargura.
He was filled with hate and bitterness.
Su mamá le contaba historias de la Biblia.
His mother told him Bible stories.
Una mujer piadosa.
A holy woman.
Pero murió muy joven.
But she died very young.
Eso marcó el corazón de John Newton.
This marked his heart.
Él comenzó a ser un bebedor.
He began to drink.
Inmoral.
Immoral.
Él no solamente hablaba palabras sucias.
He didn't just speak bad words.
Inventaba palabras sucias.
He invented them.
Él dijo una vez.
He said once.
Nunca ha habido alguien que esté cerca mío.
I've never seen anybody close to me.
Al que yo no haya tratado de corromper su mente.
I did not try to corrupt
su mente.
His mind.
Con maldad.
With evil.
Él trajo esclavos desde África.
He brought slaves from Africa.
Muchas veces se divertía lanzando gente al mar.
He enjoyed kicking them into the sea.
Muchas veces estuvo a punto de morir.
At times he was at the point of dying.
Ahogado en su propio vómito.
Drowning in his own vomit.
Vivía ebrio, borracho.
He lived as a drunk.
Pero un día conoció al Señor.
But one day he came to know the Lord.
Y él escribió el himno Sublime Gracia.
And he wrote the hymn
que
Amazing
salvó,
Grace.
Él salvó a mi pecador.
Amazing Grace that would save a sinner like me.
Él dijo.
And he said this.
Poco antes de morir. Poco antes de morir.
Just a little bit before dying.
Ahora soy viejo.
Now I'm old.
No recuerdo muchas cosas.
I don't remember a lot of things.
Pero sé solo dos cosas.
But I remember two things.
Dos cosas ahora.
No, two things now.
Yo soy el más vil de los pecadores.
I am the worst of sinners.
Y la segunda cosa.
And the second thing.
Cristo murió por mí.
Jesus died for me.
Cristo murió por mí.
Jesus died for me.
¿Cuál es el La base del gozo del creyente.
What is the joy, the basis of joy for a believer?
Justicia absoluta.
Complete righteousness.
Dios nunca más miró a John Newton como un borracho o un inmoral.
God never looked again once at John Newton as a drunk.
¿Cuál es la segunda?
What's the second one?
Perdón absoluto.
Absolute forgiveness.
Dios perdonó a John Newton.
John forgave John Newton.
Él dijo, yo soy culpable de 20,000 muertes.
He once said, I'm guilty of 20,000 deaths.
Él dijo, Dios me perdonó.
But pues God la tercera, forgave me, he said.
La tercera,
the third,
olvido absoluto.
Complete forgetfulness.
Dios nunca más va a recordar tus pecados.
God will never ever remember my sins.
Nunca más.
Never again.
Nunca más.
Never again.
Nunca más.
Never again.
No ahora.
Not now.
No nunca.
Not ever.
No ahora.
Not now.
No nunca.
Not ever.
God bless you.
God bless.
Hallelujah. You know, this is this message makes a difference in people's lives, doesn't it? It makes a difference in Cuba. It makes a difference. I was waiting for somebody to translate. Do you ever do that, Pastor? Like, yes. Oh, nobody's translating. Somebody's translating. Actually, a number of people are translating. High translator, interpreters, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Faith. Acts 13. The Bible said that David impacted, he served, he impacted his generation. You know, maybe like look at the person to your right or to your left or behind you and just tell someone, you have impacted this generation. And not only that you have, okay, all right, that's enough, okay, not so edifying, okay, not only that you have, but you will, how about say that, you will impact your generation, right? This is what, listen, David's faith. David, these words, right? They give us, does that stir up your faith? That you could, you know, that you could go to Dominican Republic? Or that you could go to, oh, put it up there. or that you could go to, there it is. Now I feel for you, Pastor Shell. There it is. LambCon, listen, September 4th to the 9th in Rosario, Argentina this year. And then you know what's happening in October? Where's Pastor Texier? Pastor Texier, oh, there you are. Pastor Texier is bringing 11 people from Paris and 3 people from Montreal at least. And they're coming, they're flying in on October 29th. And they're coming, they're going to fly in to all the way from, Paris is not on our map. But they're going to fly in and fly down, they'll fly in from Paris and they'll fly down from Montreal. And we'll start here in Rosario. We'll have our camp conference in Rosario for 5 days. Then we'll bus across the Andes Mountains to Chile, where Pastor Christian Diaz and Pastor Orlando Moya minister, and we'll be there for 3 days in Chile. Then we'll fly up from Chile to Lima, Peru, where Pastor Arturo Costa, that you just heard, is ministering, and we'll be there for 4 days. And we'll leave on November the 10th to go back home. So pray about that, too. Pray about coming and being a part of LambCon first, with Pastor Chiavelli coming in to, and by the way, wouldn't it be great to have more and more of our It's a big continent, by the way. It's a big continent. And so, like, we need help to get people, and you guys are awesome, you know, but just pray that we get people from all over the continent down to LAMCON, and then, you know, this is, the investment is awesome. But this is what happens when it's by faith. Like, David impacted his generation, and, you know, like, Jonathan saw David, and it impacted Jonathan. And then in 1 Samuel 14, Jonathan's faith impacted his armor bearer. And they went up and they did, and that, and it says in 1 Samuel 14 that then, like, they went up and they did God's, and Jonathan said, you know, maybe, perhaps, like, just say that word, perhaps, maybe, like, it could be. Like, I like it that it's not, you know, certainly. I like the maybe factor. The, you know, maybe God will do something for us. Like, it's honestly, it just seems to me like over the course of my time, like in the Christian walk, that the bombastic, surely this will happen for you, never do anything, and the maybe guys do all kinds of stuff. So maybe, and then you go out and they do it, and God is with us, and it impacted, and that other people, that even the it says in 1 Samuel 14 that there were some Jewish people who were with the Philistines, and they saw something happening, and it impacted them, and they were part, and then the ones that were with Saul also, they saw it, and then they went out and they got into the thing too, and then, like, everybody, this is faith is impacting. It didn't seem to do much for Saul, because he just, wow, don't be Saul. But, you know, David, armor bearer, Jonathan, you know, so much faith. And then you go out. And this is what we're asked. This is just to walk by faith and go. Go places, preach the gospel, see things happen, see men raised up, see them raise up other men. There's a young man here with Pastor Christian. His name is Luciano. He's 17 years old. Isn't that awesome? Where are you? Luciano, where are you? There he is. Yeah. Speak English, too. Bible college. Wow. Hallelujah. Hey, it's been a great morning for us here, hasn't it? Thank you so much for your prayers and support of Latin American missions. We could never imagine. But we said, like, that's what Karen and I said back in 1989. We said, like, well, how's this going to work? By the way, this is like, I made the mistake of telling Saul. And Saul always will tell you why it won't work. That's what it says in 1 Samuel 14. Jonathan said he had it in his heart to do something, and it says, and he didn't tell his dad. By the way, it's okay to tell your dad if your dad is like a faith man. But you avoid, you don't ask. Don't ask permission of the natural man, just because they'll tell you why it won't work. And maybe you end up believing, oh, yeah, it won't work. but if you just get around, that's why I love being with you guys, because people of faith. So we really appreciate you and all of these guys. Thanks for being here, Convention 2019. And until, let's keep on, I mean, let's, we're running with faith. Who knows what could happen in this continent, right? I think that, like, a lot could happen. Like, maybe, perhaps, God would work something for us. Amen?